habit to not wearing a seatbelt, but it is very critical to wearing a seatbelt. And as you've noticed over time, all these new vehicles that have little alarms in to make you alert to wear your seatbelt while you're on the road. So it is very important, this.
Meanwhile, long-distance taxi drivers at Joqabi bus terminus in Philippi on the Cape Flats say they welcome efforts by Western Cape traffic authorities to make the roads safer over the festive period. These taxi drivers say they want to get passengers safely to their destinations.
I want to say to the other drivers, no, drive safe, must keep a passenger safety belt, because it's not a safety for the only for the road, for the traffic. It's a safety for the people that is in the vehicle inside. Don't drink and drive. Speed kills.
EFF leader Julius Malema has made a rallying cry to all leftist organizations in South Africa to unite in the fight towards the socialist agenda for the country. Malema was speaking on the sidelines of the third day of the party's National People's Assembly taking place in Nasrec, south of Johannesburg.
Can you imagine a march of the EFF, NUMSA, AMCU, SAFTU? We can shake this country. So 2020 is going to be a year of action. The first action must be directed at ESCOM.
A mother has been stabbed to death, allegedly by her two daughters, at Begitemba in Umlazi, south of Durban. The 44-year-old woman was in her home when an argument broke out, and in the ensuing fight with her two daughters, she was stabbed. Police provincial spokesperson Jay Naika.
It's alleged that she was stabbed multiple times and passed away at the scene. The two girls, who are aged 21 and 14, were arrested. A knife that was used in the commission of the crime, as well as other exhibits, were seized by police. The two suspects face a charge of murder and will appear in court soon.
And finally, the wife of Zimbabwe's Vice President Constantino Chiwenga has been arrested on charges of money laundering, fraud and violating exchange control regulations. The country's anti-corruption commission says Mary Mubaiwa was arrested yesterday evening and will appear in court soon. No further details are available. Another look now at your top story at 5. 11 people have died on the roads in the Western Cape since Friday as traffic officials continue to urge motorists to put safety first.
Let me take you to the Cape Town Sevens, where we have a repeat final from last week's Dubai Sevens. It's the Blitzbox up against New Zealand in the final. The boys beat Kenya and France in the quarters and semis respectively. The final gets underway at 6:56. Fiji and France play for third place at 6 p.m. In case you didn't catch it last night, Maurizio Afonso, he bagged a second half brace to help Sundowns to the Telkom knockout title. Three matches to check out today in the Premier League, two of which are underway. Man United up against Everton at Old Trafford.